Spotlight. Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing the key announcements in the budget 2026-27 for MSMEs growth. To delve into the subject, we are joined by Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya. Mr. Bhattacharya, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you very much.
The Union Finance Minister presented the Union Budget on 1st of February, that is Sunday. Focus on MSME sector was very clear, and the reason behind it is MSME sector is the second largest contributor to the economy and accounts for 30.1% of the GDP. Before we progress any further, let's first listen to what Finance Minister had to say when she was speaking about the MSME sector during the budget speech.
I propose to introduce a dedicated 10,000 crores SME growth fund to create future champions, incentivizing enterprises based on select criteria.
Mr. Bhattacharya, we just heard the finance minister speaking about the national champions and the growth fund which she was speaking. So I want you to explain what is SME growth fund, and also can you make us understand what national champions are? What is the intention of the government behind this?
Recognize that MSMEs or micro, small and medium enterprises, they are key driver of economic growth. Not just of economic growth, as you rightly pointed out, that they account for almost a third of India's gross domestic product, but also they account for almost 40% of India's exports, which fetch the country very valuable foreign exchange resources. The budget is very clear that it is trying to improve credit access for the sector, infuse liquidity into the sector, is allowing them to scale up, and it enhancing their market participation. Now, there are a variety of things that have been done in this budget for the MSME sector. Now, you talked about the SME Growth Fund, whose size of that fund is going to be 10,000 crore. For the next financial year, token sum of 500 crore has been provided for in the finance ministry's account. Now, what this growth fund is expected to do is to identify potentially promising small enterprises. The focus is neither on the medium enterprises nor on the micro enterprises. The focus of this SME growth fund will be the small enterprises which have the potential to grow into medium enterprises and maybe someday big enterprise. Now, they will be identified. The measures will be provided them through this fund by which they can expand their capacity, they can access greater equity and essentially help India grow, not only from a GDP point of view, but also from an exports point of view. Remember that they account for a good chunk of the country's employment.
Very rightly explained, Mr. Bhattacharya. So before I progress, I would also want you to speak to us about the Self-Reliant India Fund, SRI Fund. An additional 2,000 crore rupees has been infused to ensure even the smallest micro units have the access to risk capital needed for expansion. And you also spoke about small micro units. So can you talk about it?
The SME Growth Fund is meant for the small enterprises, and the Self-Reliant India Fund, whose value is right now 2,000 crore, as you also mentioned, is to help micro enterprises, which means the lowest segment of the MSME ecosystem. These account for a large chunk, almost 90% of the MSME companies are micro units. One of the biggest problems, these micro units, which may be employing 4 or 5 people or 6 people or 10 people in a unit, their real problem is how to access risk capital. Risk capital is essentially a capital that is used for launching a venture. And since it is a venture, there is a risk associated with it. So therefore, it is risk capital. And when the micro enterprises wants to go out and go to the banks, the big banks may not always look at them very favorably because they have a risk associated with that. There are only small finance banks which will probably look at an application or a proposal from micro enterprises. So this Self-Reliant Fund, 2,000 crore, will actually provide kind of assistance to these financial entities to offer risk capital to these micro enterprises. So normal course, what happens? That a micro enterprise walks into a small finance bank or a commercial bank and asks for a loan. Now what will happen is that there is a government fund called the Self-Reliant India Fund, which can be accessed by the micro enterprises either directly or through the banks. And this will supplement the financial capital or the risk capital available to micro enterprises. So the net result would be that the micro enterprises will be able to sustain their businesses, grow their businesses, and maybe in some cases launch new businesses, new areas to meet potential demand in the economy.
Also, Mr. Bhattacharya, when we talk about the MSMEs, the major problem which the hurdle which they face is cash flow. And to ensure faster payments and a better cash flow, the budget has also made provisions for it. Can you also talk about it to us?
There are provisions in this budget on the cash flow requirement. What happens is that when MSME unit goes out and produces something and sells a product or provides a service, now the payment for that product or that service does not come immediately. So there is maybe 6 months to 1 year of gap by which the money, which has been already been used up by the MSME unit, which has been sold, but the payment has not come. So this 6 months to 1 year, that period becomes very crucial for an MSME unit whose financial wherewithal or the financial health is not always very sound, or they cannot absorb these risks or costs of such delayed payments. So to enhance this, the cash flow problem of such MSME sector, the government has now planned to introduce a credit guarantee mechanism which will allow them to invoice discount, you know, discounting the invoice on trade receivable basis. What happens is that if it is that you have a receivable against something that you have supplied, now against that trade receivable, you get kind of discounted money you can use for meeting your own financial or preparing your next lot products, producing them and supplying them. So these are asset-backed securities. They enhance liquidity. They ensure that the cash flows are intact. And most importantly, they create a secondary market. For example, if there is a receivable certificate, which the MSME unit gets, now that can be traded in the market, because backing that receivable certificate is money that will come, may not be immediately, maybe 6 months later, because the supplies have been done. This is a transformational shift towards a cash flow based lending. It reduces dependence on the banking system's collateral led borrowing costs. It also expands institutional credit access for the MSMEs, and most importantly, it eases the MSMEs' working capital costs and stress. At the end of the day, it improves the ease of doing business for the MSME sector.
Mr. Bhattacharya, before we progress any further in the program, let's listen to the Financial Services Secretary, Mr. M. Nagaraju, while he was exclusively speaking to Akashvani on the kind of support which this budget has provided to the MSME sector.
We have about 4.5 crore MSMEs in the country, and they also contribute about 30% of the total employment in the country and 40% of total exports. That way, the MSMEs' contribution is hugely significant. Government, the last 10 years, has always come up with new ideas to support MSMEs at multiple stages. Now, today, in fact, the last quarter, we have outstanding credit of 37 lakh crore. To the MSME from the banking sector. That's the highest. And this year, MSME credit grew at 17%. Again, this is the highest ever. The government has been providing a lot of priority to that. The total guaranteed loans to the MSMEs now, as of last month, is 6 lakh crore currently. The idea is to identify such MSMEs who can be supported through both the debt and the equity and other support systems so that they'll be able to capture export market in the rest of the world.
Mr. Bhattacharya, also one very interesting part in the budget for the MSME sector was there has been a massive push for the electronics and tech. So new schemes are opening up huge vendor opportunities for MSMEs in high growth sectors, especially for businesses engaged in manufacturing, components and engineering services. Could you delve deep into this?
The budget also highlights these sectors. Of course, the engineering goods, as you mentioned, but they're also in sectors like marine goods, the sectors like leather, textile products. Remember that the MSME sector has a large number of textile, leather, and marine goods suppliers, and they are all into the exports sector. So therefore, what this kind of a credit guarantee mechanism helps, or let us say a new scheme that has been announced in the budget, is to remove courier export cap, which is essentially kind of a cap on exports for the courier companies. Now that is going to be a big benefit. Similarly, duty-free import of specified inputs for shoe upper exports have been allowed. Now, this will hugely benefit the leather industry. So it's a big plus for this sector. Something similar has been done for textile products, where the export period, which is a permissible period for financing purposes, has been increased for both leather exporters as well as textile products exporters from 6 months to 1 year. So essentially, it improves the cycle, the capital cycle of these units. It also improves these companies' integration into global value chains. It enables higher value shipments. It reduces input costs. So I think these are all very, very important moves to help a sector that accounts for a large chunk of India's employment as well as exports.
The other point which had the spotlight in the budget was the She Marts, and the government is also pushing for women empowerment through these marts. Can you also explain what exactly She Marts is?
It's a new scheme, a new idea. It's a very inclusive in approach. It allows women participation and women involvement in this sector in a big way. So it's a big plus. But along with that, I would say in a similar vein, along with the She scheme, is the development of a cadre of corporate mitras. Now, corporate mitras will probably facilitate professional institutions develop these corporate mitras, which can help MSMEs to meet compliance requirements. There are a large number of compliance requirements that MSMEs find difficult to meet, and also at an affordable cost. So the corporate mitra idea is also something similar in objective and intent. So the compliance requirement of MSMEs will also improve, and also it will help formalization of these MSMEs. Many of the small micro enterprises are not necessarily involved in the system. So with the corporate mitras coming in, will providing help to these micro enterprises, small enterprises, complete their compliances, I think it will also lead to greater formalization of the economy.
The budget also emphasized that they are making provisions for easier global trade for MSMEs. And here I would also like to bring your focus to one very important point, free trade agreements, which India has signed in the last year and the recent being with the USA. How is all of this pushing towards a bigger market access for MSMEs, not just in India, but abroad as well?
It goes without saying that if you see the India-UK free trade agreement kicking in sooner than later, if you find the India-UE trade deal to be concluded and signed and implemented before the end of the calendar year, as is being expected, and if now in the US trade deal, if it happens and it gets signed by March, at least the first part of it, then I would say that the biggest sector that will benefit from it are the exporting sectors, because it will benefit exporters in a big way, just as it will also enhance the domestic economy's access to goods and services in a competitive environment. And as we just now discussed, that MSMEs account for almost 40% of India's total exports. So the MSME sectors will be one of the biggest beneficiaries of an easier trade environment, where they can export with lower tariff barriers and greater competitiveness and lower compliance and easier access to their own capital. So you have to see it in a larger context, that the various trade deals are taking place at a time when the domestic MSME sector is also being helped to become more competitive, becoming more cost compliant, allowing them to access more capital, allowing them to use their receivables and trade in them. So all these things will finally contribute to the growth and development of a very important sector in the economy, the micro, small and medium enterprises.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Mr. Bhattacharya, thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on the subject today. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you.
Spotlight.